Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Mitchell.
You ready, girl?
Sharing
that,
yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening. Hi, good night, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you're listening in from. You're waking up with Linda Mac Shan. This is Tilly Tuesday, and we have our fabulous Miss Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of A Healing of the Wound, and she's going to give us some software information and some Washington, D.C. commemorating information on. But before we get going, I'd like to let you know that this show is being sponsored by CBC, Community Unification and Collaboration, an organization that helps you reach your goals in education, workshops, and lectures. But we focus on our youth. So our theme today is going to be Tell It Like It Is, and this is my quote for you today. When you change, it changes. I'll just play a little bit of this so you can relax in. We had some technical difficulties over here, but you know how technology is. So get your pens and pads out because, you know, Stephanie has some education for you. Just listen, relax, and gather up your items, and we'll bring her in. Yeah, just wake up out there. We have Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line with us. You know, we all have to be in the in crowd. And when we're in the in crowd for the communities and for society and to make those great changes, that is the best crowd to be in. Stephanie Haynes, welcome back. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself, Miss Linda?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, we have power outages over here and technical problems, and we got a little couple of minutes behind, but we are so glad that you're here with us. We're so glad that you're back. I don't know where you want to take us, how you want to start, but I got my pens and pads up here ready for you. Welcome in.
Yeah, well, welcome to be back, and thank you for having me. So last week we left off on the heart chakra.
Yes.
And we went to accept the we talked about the balance and the imbalance. And today we're going to talk about the stones, what the stones are related to the heart chakra. And just before I go on with the series for tonight, you know, I do want to say something about the trip for the 60th anniversary of the March on Washington.
Yeah.
And it was very lengthy. However, yeah, I mean, they had speakers from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock, and then we did the march.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, it was a long, hot day. But, however, it was amazing to see all the women organization, all the men, the family, you know, this history there. And then at our headquarters, for the NCNW headquarters, you know, we had a watch party where they was able to watch it because it was televised. At our headquarters, so the elders would not be in the heat.
Okay.
So it was really nice. So, you know, I would say that our people and the things that we have encountered and things that we are still fighting for this justice, just to be equal, just to be a human being, you know, we have been through so much. And, you know, and so fitting that we are talking about the heart chakra, because when you think about all the things that we've been through, it kind of tear at our heart. It creates the imbalance. It creates the not being able to communicate our needs and our wants and to stand up for ourselves. You know, you look back in the days of the 40s, 50s, and 60s, you know, I think the 60s, the women just got their voice. You know, it kind of started in the 50s, but, you know, more so in the 60s where we really got our voice.
Mm-hmm.
And and some kind of equal rights. But however, we still have a long way to go. And when mm-hmm. we look at what's happening in government, you know, at this point in time, it's just to let you know that we still haven't overcome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because things are going backwards. Especially when they are telling us what we can and cannot teach our child in school and keep the black history out of the school, banning books. Mm-hmm. You know, so it just lets you know that we have more to fight about.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. So I'm just going to go ahead into the heart chakra stone.
But thank you for, like, reminding us and letting us know that we need to keep these swords in our hand and keep on marching on, because it's not over, you know. And the only way that, as you say, it is heavy on our hearts. But that's why we have you to help us stay in check. That's why, like I say, when you change, it changes, but you never retreat and you don't believe in defeat, period. Okay, so generation. Our ancestors, we know what kind of blood we have, okay? We know what we're about. So we know that we hold the sword and we know how to hold it in the correct way. but you can't give up. You can't retreat. No, it is sad. I tell all the youth that I talk to, don't worry about them banning your book. You are the book. Show them the story. Okay, just keep going. Just keep going. You are the book. You know, you show actual proof here, your behavior, your actions, the things that you do, how you rise, how you elevate yourself, how you understand your greatness, how you step in your greatness, and you're going to stay there, but you're going to be in a position where you can take others with you. And that's what's happening. This is anniversary from the 60s. They've been carrying us along for a long time, haven't they? So we have to keep it going.
Yeah.
Yeah, till it clears up. You know, there's some troopers out here, really. Real troopers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, no matter what, real troopers. So I appreciate you for giving us that information. I looked at it, you know, watched a lot, you know, listened, and I know it was lengthy. I know it was hot, but it was a beautiful thing. And then I heard persons that had been there when back 60 years ago that were still out there again. I said, that's what I'm talking about. But we appreciate you sharing that. I say, Stephanie is in Washington, D.C., stepping on them tennis shoes, and she's going to hit that asphalt because that's what she's all about. And I was smiling. I knew it was going to be hot, but I knew it was going to be exciting and very educational and well worth the trip, well worth the trip. So thank you for that, Stephanie. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you know what? I was determined to get that. I got off the plane, hitting the road, and got there at 8 o'clock, dropped my bag off at the headquarters, got on the bicycle, rode the bike all the way from 7th Street to 21st Street. And, it was amazing. And then I marched.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, it was amazing. It was a great experience, and just to see all the beautiful people there gathering and, you know, willing to make change.
Yes.
You know, and like you said, Miss Linda, we're not going to be defeated.
Oh, no. Oh, no, that ain't going to happen. No way, no way, no way, Jose. It just won't happen, you know.
No, we're not going to be defeated.
You know, I remember, you know, and we still experience, and I'll share this with you. You know me, I like to go get the, I like to bring it on to you. It's no in between. It's no, it's either black or white with me. And I remember when I would be in some of these classrooms on these university campuses, it's subtle, but it's still there. But I would pick up on it, and you would be doing your reports, and they would try to shut it down, and I'd just look at them and say, you know what, you can just quit all that grunting over there because I'm going to say what I have to say. And see, you don't understand. Even if I lose my voice, I know signage. I'm going to get this message across. So just sit back, get your pen and pencil out, and jot down what's going to be helpful to you. Okay? But see, that's me. That's deep-rooted. That's nothing can be done about that. You're going to rise no matter what. You're going to rise. So I am just, you know, because we are humanitarians, because we understand the issues, we understand the trauma, we understand what time it is. But we also understand that we can make the impossible possible, too. That's why we're here.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say, Stephanie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm going to let you go on through because, you know, I don't need to get on this pulpit over here. You know, I'm revving it up. So let me just sit back. Okay.
It's all good, Miss Linda. It's all good.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. So let's go into the heart chakra stones. You know, so while some of the stones connected to the heart chakra are pink, the color that traditionally is most associated with the heart chakra and love is green. Now, the rose quartz is the most popular and well-known stone for healing the heart chakra by soothing the internal pain and transmuting the emotional conditions. It's encouraged self-love, self-forgiveness, and promote love and beauty of all sorts. Now, placing the stone by your side is good when you are going through a time of emotional processing and healing. Rose quartz can also help draw in romantic love for those who are seeking it. Now, I used to carry a few pieces of the polished rose quartz with me for several years when I was doing the work to call in my soulmate. It's morganic. It's one of my favorite stones. It has a pinkish hue similar to the rose quartz. Now, it's another healer of the heart chakra. It helps clear emotional pain and open the heart to receiving and giving love. It's a very popular stone for facilitating shifts with romantic love and wearing this beautiful heart lifting stone as the jewelry can help heal old wounds and draw in romantic love. Now the other one is called Charisophase. It's a cheerful and uplifting green stone. It is wonderful meditation as it helps us with personal insight, remembering our divine connection, and facilitating our connection to all beings. Now, this stone is also excellent for healing deep emotional trauma and anxiety and helping us forgive ourselves and others for past events. Now, holding a polished stone, when meditating or having it on your altar or at bedside, while opening and balancing the heart chakra will help with this process. Now, the next stone is emerald. Now, emerald is known as the stone of successful love. It promotes unity, unconditional love, loyalty, and partnership. This stone helps harmonize relationships of all sorts. But it is particularly popular for promoting domestic bliss. While emerald has a calming effect on emotions, it also acts as an invigorator for the mind. It's a loving stone to wear as jewelry, as a beautiful way of facilitating the openness of the heart chakra. Now, be mindful, however, of overstimulation. Wearing or using emerald all the time is unnecessary and not recommended. Now we're going to go into the heart chakra oils. Now, perhaps unsurprisingly, the recommended essential oil for the heart chakra are sweet and feminine, helping us to tap into the divine feminine energy of this powerful chakra. Rose, soft and sweet. Now, rose evokes feeling of love, so it is not surprised that it's one of the most powerful scents for working with the heart chakra. That's simply sniffing the scents of rose oil can help calm the heart and mind. You can also diffuse it to help permeate your space with loving, calming energy. Personally, like to dab a bit of this oil on my chest and neck to really connect to the heart center. It's also a marvelous oil to mix with a carrier oil and use in massages. Jasmine is another one. It's sweet, it's sensual, it's, which is known for its aphrodisiac properties, but it's also fascinated for calming our emotions and relieving the anger and stress that can be associated with harboring old wounds. Now, diffusing this oil automatically creates a calming and sensual environment. Now, I highly recommend using this oil in a room or as a personal spray. Now, lavender is another one. Now, a versatile oil, lavender, can be used for all the chakras. It is particularly potent as healing emotional stress that can be felt through the heart chakra and releasing feelings of self-doubt. It is very calming and relaxing and is wonderful mixed with a carrier oil for massaging purpose. You can diffuse it or directly inhale it. Now, a dab of lavender oil on the chest and temple can help in the heart chakra rituals and meditation. Neroli from the blossom of an orange tree and has a distinctive erotic citric fluid scent. Now, it's popular as a blend in massage oil. Neroli oil has a sensual undertone that helps promote physical connection, but it also has a soothing effect. Diffuse neroli oil or inhale it directly to help open the heart chakra and to encourage trust and promote a sense of security, which will also allow you to love it. Now we're going to put together the essential oil. I hope you have your pens and paper out so you can write this down. Passion and connection blend. Now you can use this oil blend when you're going through the process of opening and rebalancing your heart chakra. This blend will help you heal and open your heart center and practice compassion, allowing you to connect to yourself and to others more easily. So these are the ingredients that you need. You're going to need 2 tablespoons of jojoba oil or another carrier oil, 3 drops of rose, 2 drops of jasmine, 2 drops of lavender, and 1 drop of neroli. Now, the tools and the equipment that you need, you're going to need a 2-ounce dark glass bottle and a dropper. It's going to make about 1.5 ounces. Now, the very first thing you're going to do is pour the jojoba oil into the dark glass bottle. Now, using a dropper at each essential oil, now cover the bottle and swirl it tight, lightly. Now, you can use this as a massage oil or as needed onto your chest your mid back, your temples, or your wrist. Now remember, it's only for external use only. Are there any questions before we go into our visualization?
No, no questions. I'm writing here. So I'm just preparing these lands. No questions. Sorry. Stephanie, the one, this all, is that Neroli? Is that with an N-E-R-O-L-I? Am I spelling that correctly?
Neroli? It's N-E-R-O-L-I.
Okay. That's what I wanted to make sure of. Cool. Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
All right, so now we're going to go into our visualization. And this is the opportunity for you to get in your comfortable space. All right? And then if you, now this is the time, and we don't have to do it now because we're on the show, but this is a good time for when you are getting ready to do your self-care and taking a cleansing bath or shower. You can use your rose or lavender scent products while you're doing this. Okay? Now, after you do your bath, now you're going to apply the Compassion and Connection Blender. We just blend together. All right? And you're going to rub a little bit directly on your chest. Now, you also can add it in your moisturizer and apply it to your entire body. Now, in your sacred space, you're going to smudge using a white sage bundle or Palo Santo to clear the energy. Now, you're going to diffuse one or a combination of the aura chakra oils or light rose incense and put a heart chakra stone in your head. Now, the first thing I would like for you to do is to lay down, close your eyes, and just take a deep breath in through your nose and exhale out through your mouth. And just give a little sigh. Let your muscles soften and your body relax. Repeat this as many times as needed until you feel relaxed and ready for meditation. Continue to inhale and exhale deeply. Place one hand on your chest and visualize your breath coming in and out of your heart center. Keeping your eyes closed, repeat to yourself, I know that love is the essence of who I am and the purpose of my existence. And so I see my heart chakra. Now visualize a green crescent moon at your chest. Look at the exact shade and notice the size of this crescent moon. Observe it, dimensions, and any other noticeable details, including if it is spinning or stagnant. Notice how this crescent moon feels and what insight you will receive about any imbalance or blockage or what you may need to do to bring your heart to energetic equilibrium. And once you feel you have observed the crescent moon and obtained significant insight into the functioning of your heart chakra, the moment to acknowledge and give gratitude to this energy flux in your body. Now gently open up your eyes. Now we're going to go into the activation. Now, given the nature of function of the heart, it would be sensible to prepare for the activation by indulging in a little self-care, whether that it is enjoying a facial, a body treatment, or a simple relaxing bubble bath. Show yourself some tender loving care to best facilitate the opening and aligning of your heart chakra. Now, as always, clear your mind space to set the tone for the soothingness and the facilitation of your heart chakra activation. Conduct a sage bundle ceremony and then diffuse a combination of the heart chakra, or to create an ambience of relaxation and connection. Now, wearing the green, the color green, especially as a top, come also to help activate the heart chakra. The activation is best performed either lying down or seated. Now, once you are in a comfortable position, close your eyes and take a few moments to get settled, focusing on breathing slowly and fully, relaxing and loosening the muscles in your body so you feel soft and supplied. Now place one hand over your heart center and one over your belly. Now begin to breathe in your belly, sending the breath up into your heart center and feeling it expand and rise. Now as you exhale, feel your chest drop as the air leaves your body, contracting your body. Repeat this a few times with slow, deep breaths, and start to visualize a green light filling your chest and your breath as you inhale and exhale. Now bring your mind's eye to the green crescent moon and your heart, which represent your heart chakra. See the green light fill up this crescent moon, which starts to grow in the size and the vividness with each now. See the moon growing so large that it fills your entire area, and then slowly begin to spin. Take it up, speed, until you can no longer see the moon. It is simply a vibrant, whirling green light that floods your chest and the rest of your body. Now, as this green light refuses your body, bring both hands together to your chest and feel your chest expand and soften. Visualize the energy flowing from the green moon and your heart chakra throughout your body. You can visualize this as a green light that permeates your entire physical being. As you see and feel, as you see and feel this energy flooding your body, feel the love and compassion for yourself and feel that sense of love. Fill your body, physical being, with joy. Gently open your eyes when you are done. Are there any questions, Linda?
No questions at all.
Okay. We're going to go into the heart chakra reflection. Okay. Now, perhaps some chamomile rose or lavender tea, a combination of rose and chamomile, is delicious. Next, use all righty, I'm back. Okay, so next, diffuse some heart chakra essential oil or light a rose or jasmine scented candle or incense stick. This is for your reflection. And this is an opportunity, you know, to get your journal out, get you your nice jasmine tea. And so whatever came up for you and the visualization and the activation, now I want you to reflect on it. All right, so collect your heart chakra crystals. And, you know, it's going to take a few minutes and to hold them in one hand while sipping your tea, connecting to the power of these precious stones. And you're going to take a few drops of your compassion and your connection blend while your jasmine oil, and just dab it into your neck, your wrist, and your temples. Just gently massage a drop or two on your chest. Take a few deep breaths in and out of your heart center with your eyes closed. Now gently open up your eyes and just jot down your experiences of your heart chakra visualization and activation. Reflect on what you have learned about your heart chakra and the underactive or overactive symptoms. Note whatever you have felt, any of these symptoms or issues, as well as many others' insights you may have as to what needs for your heart center to be fully open and flowing healthy. Now, I want you to jot down these questions. And the first question is, do you love yourself and others? Can you forgive yourself and others? Do you love life? Do you feel at peace? Do you believe that we are all connected? Can you see the connection between yourself and others? How do you experience joy in your life? And what would you like to do to cultivate more joy? Any questions?
No. To cultivate more joy. Okay. No, ma'am. I'm writing, and I always go back, and I suggest that the listeners go back because these shows archive, and if you need to go back and listen slowly to get the exact wording of the questions, because I know sometimes some people write fast, some people are slower, but you can always go back so you can get those questions down correctly and answer them. Nope, I have no questions. No.
Okay. All right, so we're going to move on to the heart chakra affirmations.
Okay.
All right, so now the heart chakra affirmation should be repeated multiple times a day when opening and aligning the heart chakra. Given that self-love is the foundation on which we achieve milestones in our lives. Now, it's useful to repeat them regularly to remind yourself of your true essence, allowing you to honor yourself and connect better with souls. Now, as with all the affirmations, you can also repeat them lightly, slightly, and as part of a meditation practice. Although for maximum benefit, they are best repeated out loud for at least part of your ritual. Now, to begin, just gently massage some of your compassionate or connection blend or rose oil on your chest. Then you're going to stand or sit tall with your feet planted firmly on the ground and your head held high as you repeat each affirmation. Visualize a green light entering into your heart center and becoming brighter and more vivid with each affirmation. Feel this light as the pure, loving essence of yourself, true self, which each affirmation fills a sense of love, peace, and joy, flooding your heart center and body. So get your pens and paper out one more time. All right. So, number one. Now, I know that in truth, we are all connected, and love is our true essence. That's who we really are. Now, I operate from a foundation of love. I feel love and compassion for myself and others. I feel at peace with myself and others. I find joy and connection in everyday life. I love fully and freely. Love is flowing towards me and through me at all times. The universe surrounds me with love. Last but not least, I see and experience beauty everywhere I go. All right. Thank you, Miss Linda.
Well,
that's
Stephanie. Yeah, of Darwin number, then now the heart chakra, that's the green, is heart chakra root, mm-hmm. solar plex heart. So this is number three. Is heart number three?
Number four.
Number four. I get my numbers mixed up. You know, I have a little chart over here. Well, Stephanie, you know, we appreciate that, and I like the way that you led us in, you know, speaking of the march and, you know, and why it is so important for us to keep that heart chakra balanced, you know, so that we can continue to move on. We have so much love for you over here, so much gratitude that we have you come on and care and share and relax us down and keep us going. You know, each one teaches one. And we all have our specialties. Some people have more than others. I'm going to throw you in that category. But we all are here to do what we have to do. And back again, each one teaches one. So listen, I know that you appreciate it. I listen to the remarks. I see the stats. And we're all over, okay? We're all over. We pick up Japan, Sweden, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia. Yeah, we're dibbing and dabbing out there, Stephanie. So persons are listening to you. All right, and persons appreciate you, and we definitely appreciate you as far as coming on, caring, and sharing with us, because as true humanitarians, you know, we have our work cut out for us, so we must keep our hearts right, and we must work on ourselves, because it all begins and ends with you. It all begins and ends with you. And when you change, I'm going to close it out. When you change, it changes. And we're going to tell you to have a lovely evening. And I'm just going to play us some music so we can relax down and jot down our notes and go back and forth. And we will see you next Tuesday. The holiday is coming up. So I'd like to say please do care for yourself out there. Be safe, be strong, and more so, be kind to those that you run into. We're all going through a lot, so what's wrong with a little old bitty smile? Or what's wrong with a little pat on the back? Or just what's wrong with just seeing the joy, as Stephanie told us about, just being the joy, seeing the joy, and spreading the joy. Stephanie, we love you. Have a great, great, great evening.
I love you too, Miss Linda. You take care.
All righty. Talk to you later. Bye-bye. Music, you guys. Music.
Hold on my heart.
I want to tell you this, but tell it Tuesday. You know, we're talking about persons out there with that dreadful disease, diabetes, okay? Dr. Glenda Davis with Defeat Diabetes is here. She's around. They're working on different segments. I think the next master class will be on September 9th. You want to keep a lookout for that, okay? Just watch the postings. This is something that's going to change your life, that's going to educate you. You will understand how to relearn to learn to live again. Dr. Glenda Davis, Defeat Diabetes. The website, the email, she normally posts out and give you the link to come in so that you can register. Don't miss out on these master classes. Save your life out here. You know, we've been misinformed, misled, and misguided, okay? And that is a disease that is a profit maker. So do not let anybody make profit over your pain. Learn about you. As Stephanie was speaking earlier, we talked about that heart chakra, okay? When you take care of yourself, the heart is the heartbeat for the entire soul. But you must have your body cleansed, okay? You must eat properly. It's a lot of things that go along with that. But you, when you get into it and understand it, you'll see how important it is. And especially, I'm speaking to persons out there that have diabetes. But not only is it just for that, just the methodology and the program within itself teaches you how to take care of yourself. Your eating conditions, things that are good, things that are bad for you, a lot of stuff. Defeat Diabetes, Dr. Glenda Davis. The email is the Happy Healthy Teen at Gmail. If you want to send a Gmail and get some information so that you can make sure that you can jump in on those master classes. It's no charge. They're basically about 9 o'clock on Saturday morning. And I tell everyone, if you have a hard time waking up, just stay up all night Friday night because you don't want to miss out on this. And I can guarantee you, you'll be singing this song and people will be asking you, take care of yourself. We have to learn to live out here.
not waiting for your okay. I'll never be perfect, but at least now I'm brave. Now my heart is open, I can finally breathe. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of free. That ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of me. Don't be mad, it's a brand new time for me.
That's right, you're going to be brand new out there. And you know, this is the holiday coming up. You're going to be traveling around. People will be visiting their families. You want to make sure that that heart is in the right place. And the heart chakra that we discussed this evening, Stephanie Haynes takes us through everything, the affirmation, the visualization, the activation. Yes, yes, you get educated here. That's what it's all about. But I'd like to share this with you. You know, outward appearance is not important. What counts is what's inside our heart. And their heart, the heart bonds are there. Some families may always be together and physically, but are entangled at heart. Some families can only get together for brief periods, but manage to enjoy concentrated and lively heart-to-heart communication when they do meet. Families that share bonds of closeness based on day-to-day efforts are ones in which the members feel comfortable and at ease with one another, no matter where they are or what they're doing. Keep that heart chakra clear out there. Keep it in balance. Take care of yourself. Go step into your greatness, okay? Stay there, but don't forget to take others with you. I'm telling you this on Tuesday.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Drop that.
This girl is on fire.
shade right out.
She's just a girl, but she's on fire.
All the time, we're all working together.
by yourself. You need someone else. You got something, gotta work it
you know you contain the power to control. the land.
We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We give, showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love all through the land.